You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hey, you're listening to Adulting with Horses, the best place to be if you can't be at the barn. We are your co-hosts and equine authors, Heather Wallace and Natalie Keller Reinert. As crazy horse girls, we don't take ourselves too seriously in the saddle or out. We celebrate the things that make us different. Join us as we talk about horses and pop culture and get a little weird in a fun way. Thank you for being a little weird with us. This episode is brought to you by Farnam and Indoor Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, a new fly spray for horses. Discover fly protection redefined with Indoor Gold, made to annihilate flies, ticks, and mosquitoes with brand new EPA-approved ingredients never before seen in equine care. Indoor Gold is backed by science and built for hard work, delivering fast knockdown and up to 14 days of fly protection. Add Indoor Gold to your arsenal and upgrade your fly control rotation.
I have a stranger in my studio today. Help, help. I've been abducted and I'm in a garage.
We got you to New Jersey.
Yeah, this is exactly what I thought would happen. I got trafficked to New Jersey. I'm in a garage and I have to record a podcast.
This is the only place my air conditioning works.
You know, so I always have this fear when I'm visiting people up north that they'll be like, oh, it's only 80 degrees in the house. It's fine. And I would just like to say, for the record, you're not that person, and thank God. The air is not working. I'm going to murder someone. Let's go in another, you know, building. That's the correct response.
Yeah, so to be fair, we were going to record in my usual area in the kitchen because the housekeeper's not here officially for the first time.
Yeah. Sure, she didn't come to see me. I mean, everybody's super psyched.
Oh, you'll see her tomorrow. It's fine. Yeah, and my air conditioner is not working in the main level of the house. And honestly, I'm real cranky when it's not working.
You were actually a little crankier than me. Because I was like, you know, if we just set a fan on, I think it would be fine. And you're like, you're like Satan. Sometimes
true
I can
story.
Be too practical.
I listen, you know, not to quote White Lotus 1,000 times, but like, I was not meant to live an uncomfortable life.
I think we've quoted it 3 times in the past 24 hours. And it's true.
Yeah,
it's all true.
But not for our friends here.
That's true. Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, it was... Yeah, so, and actually, I'm kind of excited because it's looking a little stormy and you've been stealing all my storms.
That's true.
And it's super dark and windy, and I like the way the trees flip their leaves over and they're, like, pale underneath. Doesn't really do that in Florida, some kind of sight.
Oh, we might have a flash flood for you, too.
So, oh my God, a flood without fire ants. I might have to go splish splash.
Actually, it's pretty fun. Like, in flip-flops, you don't even have to wear flip-flops.
That's good, because I didn't bring any. Well, I didn't see this coming.
Are you actual Floridi?
Yeah, they're in my other suitcase, because I came here straight from Disney, remember? You're asking me if I'm a Floridian. I was literally at Disney, went to the airport, flew here.
Okay, fair enough. Well, so I'm excited to do this in person because we did it, I think, once for Equine Affair, and then every other time we got really, really tired and just didn't do it.
Yeah, we did a Patreon episode, I think, for at Equine Affair, and we had a lot of fun. I got you to pull down your pants.
It's not hard. Was that for the tattoo or yeah. Just for funsies? Okay. Just to be
for the tattoo.
I just want to be clear. Well, today you got to see something equally as personal to me.
I got to go to Heather's barn.
She got to meet the ponies.
The ponies! And here's the thing. I have been flipping... We're going to talk about flip-flops. I've been flip-flopping your ponies all this time. I thought one was one and one was the other. So it's like Ferris is not the giant thoroughbred...
That you thought I rode every day.
That I thought you rode every day. I swear to God, I thought you rode the giant thoroughbred.
I wish.
And Ferris is a sweet little roan pony cross that I thought was your retiree. And I mean, you're like tacking him up. And I'm like, huh, I didn't think you rode this horse. And you're like, what?
Sadly, he's the only horse I ride.
I spaced so hard.
And I use the term ride loosely, obviously. Yeah, no, Delight. Delight's the one with the giant white scar on his wither.
Yeah.
And so sadly, you know.
Yeah, he's
pain during riding.
A big old thoroughbred.
He's really cute.
He really is. He's gorgeous.
He posed for you. He posed for you.
Oh, he posed.
Remember when you walked up and you're like, this is Delight? And he goes, he pulled a Zoolander.
They're both big posers. They're both super into, like, ear pricking and putting their head over your shoulder and just holding their little nostrils just so. Like, they are both ham horses.
They really know their worth.
Yeah.
And can you tell they're mine?
Yes.
I'm like, I see a camera, I'm like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I see a camera and I pause in suspicion.
Well, speaking of, actually, because we're going to have some funny things coming. So yesterday we had a book signing in Maryland, and we did have, my intern came and did video, and she got some behind-the-scenes shots of us getting our pictures taken for the podcast.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, we had pictures taken. We were going to get on the trampoline, but Heather said no.
I mean, it wasn't our trampoline.
I know, but it would have been really quick. Nobody was going to catch us. And it would have been a really cute press photo if we were on a trampoline.
We did get busted by a woman and her horse.
Well, I mean, I think she was very hospitable. We only stole her horse for a minute.
She offered it.
She did. You took the wind out of that one. He was an Appaloosa. He had a speckled nose. He was a sweetie.
His name was Poppy.
Was his name Poppy?
Yes.
It's a girl's name.
No, like Poppy.
Like Poppy.
Like Poppy, like Poppy Chulo.
What? What is Poppy
Chulo? Like Poppy, like there's Mommy, Mamacita, Poppy, Papito, like it's Latino.
Really?
Like for like sexy man.
I know those things, but I don't know Chulo. What is Chulo?
It's sexy guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that
so,
at all.
So, fun fact, because my girls tell me I have lore.
I have something in my
head. Apparently that's like a Gen Z term.
Yeah, lore. I use lore now, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, when I was 17, I lived for 3 weeks in Puerto Rico with a friend of mine. I was visiting her family. And I did enter a Pepsi contest where I had to answer an interview in Spanish and dance to Latin music on stage. And I got, I was the Pepsi girl of summer. And I was called, it was a Pepsi Chulo, Chula del Verano.
Oh.
Yes. And I was she. She was I.
I'm just thinking of, like, In the Heights right now. Like, I'm just imagining. I'm like, I used to patrol in Washington Heights, like, in the park
and stuff up there.
And I loved it. What a great neighborhood.
Fucking amazing.
I tried really hard to get Corey to move there. But before we moved to Florida, I was like, there's this neighborhood at the top of Manhattan where nobody knows about it yet, and everybody knows about it now. But I could, you know, I could see you there, like, you're out in the street, you're wearing your little hot pants, you're going to the deli, the bodega.
Oh, God,
you
I love the bodega.
You would have made it. And it's a great neighborhood. It's got a park.
I have a friend who is Irish and grew up in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Oh,
and then now she lives in Spanish Harlem. And so, yeah, I visit her. Her landlord, like her, well, the guy who takes care of the apartment building, is a little Puerto Rican person.
Yes.
And he's the bouncer of a strip club. And
perfect.
He, honestly, is kind of one of the most amazing people I've ever met.
That's really funny that you say that, because I actually, I lived on the border of, like, South Park Slope and Sunset Park.
Mm.
And I had looked at an apartment in Sunset Park, and it was so cool because it was really high up, and it, like, overlooked basically the harbor, and it felt like if there was a big storm, like we might have later, it would come and, like, yeah, shake the house. And this is a four-story regular apartment building, but the hill was so steep. And I was like, I might actually be terrified to live here. It might be, like, living on a very tall ship. And then I went down, and all the restaurants there were just the most inviting-looking, like, Mexican, Puerto Rican, you name it, cuisines. And I got extraordinarily sick. And I was like, maybe I am too...
Too white.
Too white for this neighborhood. So I moved a few blocks north. And was the only white person in my building for a while, which was fine because we had good neighbors, good fun. Everybody went to work and did their job, and I miss it. It's not like that anymore.
You know,
it's
I miss it because I grew up in New Jersey, and a lot of my friends' parents were from, you know, Peru, Uruguay, like different places, Puerto Rico. I dated a Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. I would go Latin dancing every week, Wednesday night at La Gata Caliente, and that is how I spent my formative years. And I do miss it.
And look at you, look at the Caliente.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we're hanging out now in our,
in my
essentially
apartment.
In our scrubs. In the
oh yeah. Okay, so guys, yeah. I don't want to like alarm you, but I got bangs.
They're long bangs.
Well,
they're like middle of first season new girl bangs, where you can get them behind your ears.
Be side stuff.
Yeah.
This is also.
I mean,
they look like this because of the humidity, but also because I did a thing today, and there's proof because Natalie actually took footage. She did a thing of me. Yep. I rode my pony.
She rode her pony. So literally the pony, not the horse. And yeah, it made a lot more sense to me when she got on him, and I was like, oh, you really fit him. And we know Heather is not the tallest person I've ever met.
I wasn't sure where you were going to stay there for a minute. I was a little worried.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a little taller than Heather. Heather is bird-like, but not like a tall bird, like a small bird.
I'm like a sparrow.
She's your song sparrow, like the ones outside. And yeah, so I was thinking, like, she's small for that horse. Like, she was walking in. We were walked in both horses from their paddock, and she's walking in this thoroughbred. Did she tell me it was apparently too wild and crazy for me to walk in?
Yeah. Well, he carries himself low for me.
She's got to protect me.
He carries himself low for me. Like, he keeps his head down for
me. I'm imagining her on this horse thinking, it's big for her. I mean, that's fine. And Carol Lavelle wrote Gifted. She was, like, 3 feet tall.
And he
was,
Hunter, like, jumper barn.
18 hands.
Like, what?
Yeah, height is height is height, right? And a Hunter jumper barn. But no, she proceeded to get on the 14-hand pony and looked adorable.
Oh, my God, thank you.
So cute. And you guys were attuned in this really nice way where he was, like, do I want to do anything? Maybe a little bit for you, Mom.
He was showing off to you, I think.
I could see how he could really, like, he's a close-coupled, short-backed young man. And I could see how he could get up to some very, like, rubber ball shenanigans with you. If he wanted. Certainly with me. Imagine if I'd gone on him.
Well, you know, it's so funny because Ferris is, you know, and has been a hunter champion. So, like, he has a nice little jump. He can jump really round if he wants to. He's very honest. He doesn't really chip. He'll rather take it a little long. But he has a nice little crow hop. And when I first got him, he used to throw out a back leg. Like, it wouldn't be a buck because that would be too much effort.
Yeah.
Because we're both lazy by nature. Like, today he came out and he, like, power walked. He was really showing off. He loves the camera. He saw the camera and he said, I better look good for this and make Heather look bad, you know?
Yeah, he had a little bit of a, like, sort of crotchety young grandpa kind of demeanor.
That is his vibe, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, kids, what are we doing now? And then, you know, you tease him into a game of tag, and then he's like, I'm going to go read the paper, you know, and he stomps up. That's Ferris.
I sometimes, he was a little more, like, willing today, because you never really know how he's going to do in the summer, and it was humid.
It was humid.
And there was a lot of bugs, so, like, you know, it could go either way, but sometimes I have to, like, put out a Cavaletti pole and have him trot over it just to get his mind off of shenanigans.
That makes sense. Now, I did think it was funny when we were tacking up in the barn and there were kids in the barn. Teenagers, college students.
One was mine.
One was yours. She was avoiding us for a little while, but it was fine.
I'm used to that.
I would have too. You put on his really cute Cashel fly mask, and we're talking ears, nose, over the bridle. Really cute. Has the, like, forelock.
If I put it under the bridle, he shakes it off.
Well, that makes sense.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
All of it.
It would rub. It fits, like, really nicely over the bridle. Like, lots of headspace. I really liked it. I think I might get one. And I like the forelock hole. That's, like, my new passion now that the one I bought for Ben has forelock.
Yeah, because he gets really sweaty and itchy if it's underneath. Yeah.
They do it. And it takes away a lot of personality, frankly, when you can't see their forelock.
Get a little redhead kind of forelock.
Hang some feathers there or something. Yeah. So you got a little cheek from one of the teens. Like, what are you putting on his head? He looks so silly. And you were like, hello.
Excuse me, I want to not be annoyed for the next 25 minutes.
Because he's a sensitive soul.
He's so sensitive. He's actually, like, I like riding him in the summer because we do a lot of walk stuff. Because he has anhidrosis and he doesn't sweat very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's a delicate baby. And just like his mom, he does not like bugs. Okay.
Yeah.
And he, if I don't put on a face mask, he will stop, even mid-canter, to wipe his face on his legs.
Yes. And you've got, and we had flies because, you know, especially, so we where we were going, there's a decent-sized garage that was, like, blocking a lot of the wind.
Yes.
And
the feed
so
room.
The flies are hanging out over there, like, we figured out the secret plan, we're going to find this horse. But luckily, the timing, You know, when a fly spray company, or a company that makes things including fly spray, I should say, says, "Hey, do you want to try our new stuff?" It's great when they ask that in summer.
The timing could not have been more perfect.
Yes.
And honestly, it was a risk because I wasn't sure. You know, I've ridden in full leg wraps. I've ridden in an insect jacket for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I have had to spray my horse multiple times with fly spray previously. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wasn't really sure how it would go. But I was actually kind of impressed.
He didn't stop midway through a stride to rub his anything off his legs.
He's been prone to that too. Yeah. So like it could have happened.
So basically, this episode is sponsored by Farnam, which is really cool because
thank God for Farnam.
Yeah, you know, we're holding like microphones that cost money, and we're like recording on a laptop that costs money, and I'm eating Heather out of house at home, which costs money.
You're a very expensive guest.
I'm a very expensive guest. Sir, I'm going to Venmo or something before we leave. I haven't decided on the figure yet.
She'll get an invoice.
It will be 30% of what she's owed. And we have these events that cost money.
But honestly, I would have taken this for free. It worked great.
Yeah. So tell me again what the name of it was. Do you remember?
So Farnam Echo Gold. So it's a new EPA-approved formula. And apparently works for up to 14 days.
I'm all about the EPA, about protecting my environment. And I'm very picky about that kind of thing because I work really hard to get pollinators
on
my farm. Did you know Florida has like 500 kinds of bee? Did you know that?
500?
I think so.
I know I have like five it's either, in my backyard.
It's either 50 or 500.
That's a big difference.
Once you get to bees.
Out of zero.
One of them's blue. We do have those kind. Like,
really?
Well, not all bees look like bees. Like, they can be a lot of different, like, flying around insects.
You're going off on a tangent.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm very particular about my pollinators on my farm. And so I want to be careful what I'm spraying around.
Well, and I don't want to put chemicals on my pony because he has a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
And his immune system is compromised at the best of times.
That's something to really think about is the immune system.
Absolutely.
We don't know what all these, you know, drips and drops, and you want to be careful.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've tried the natural route, and, you know, I love a natural tincture, but this, nothing really is super effective against flies.
Not biting flies.
No, and I'll tell you right now, I did not have to stop once because he was being attacked.
Yeah, he was just trotting. He was forward. He thought about rounding for you. He considered it.
He did. He held it for like a half a second.
He softened his jaw. He went rum, rum on the bit. He did some stuff.
And normally he takes a good 20 minutes to warm up, so this was a win.
Oh, yeah, because you rode him for like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen, it was hot.
That is also a win. Okay, I got on. And I'm not going to lie, like, the amount, I mean, you're probably too nice to mention it, but how many people were like, oh, she rode? Like, what the shade, really?
Well, we ran into maybe 8 or 9 people. Of them, 2 people did not make a comment about how often you ride. One was a boyfriend who probably had no idea who you were, and one was a 5-year-old child. Everyone else had something to say.
Including help that I'm so busy.
Your own child.
Okay, first of all, yeah, I created that, so like the consequences are mine. You know, they're like, you're gonna ride? Like,
they really were.
But what's funny is when I don't ride, no one says anything. Like, they don't make me feel bad about it.
No, they're excited.
Right.
They're just unable to...
They're surprised.
Yeah, they're unable to hide their surprise.
They're just actually...
They're like, oh my God, you're really riding. And yeah, it was nice. I think they all want to ride with you. They want to hang out with you. They want to be your buddy. Yeah. It really made me, like, long for a barn family.
I have a barn family.
You have a really good barn. Yeah.
Like, when we left there, you were like, wow,
I know,
really friendly.
I was like, do I need to change my life? Because I need a barn family.
Let's be honest, you're not coming to New Jersey, but maybe there's a Florida barn family for you.
Yeah, because my trainer is so far away now, and I'm sad about that. But you
have a plan.
I have options. I might be formulating plans. Not to board my horses because Natalie is not boarding her horses. Oh, no. But I would take a lesson regularly enough that when I came in, I would have people to talk to and maybe go on a trail ride and stuff like that. So,
which is really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is nice sometimes you get in a mood. We talked about this once before, like just feeling really social. And
yeah.
And you know, if I'm not feeling social, there's certain days that I choose to go to the barn, mm-hmm. and I like to go before 11 a.m. because usually people don't show up until after 11.
Yeah.
And so I go, and I'll go ride by myself if I really feel like I don't want to talk to anybody. Because as you see, when I show up at the barn,
there's a lot of conversation.
It's a social. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly,
I didn't even start it.
When I was a kid, I kept a horse briefly at a farm that was almost entirely adults who were there to have a beer and eat peanuts after work. That was the point of the barn. They let their horses in, their horses ate dinner, they sat on picnic tables and drank beer and ate peanuts and talked. And we, the children, ran around and, like, closed the barn doors because there was no ceremony here. The horses galloped in from the field. It was very dramatic. We closed up, we fed, and the adults just enjoyed happy hour every single day. Now, Florida is a happy hour state. Like,
yeah.
Happy hour is more important than lunch. You know, like, you work through lunch, but
can
you're not
you just,
happy
like,
hour.
Show the camera what you've got going on right now?
What, this is just this is a high noon.
Not sponsored.
It's not sponsored. I never had one before. It's a little sweet.
But it was in my fridge.
It only has 100 calories, and I have been eating like an absolute nightmare since I got here.
Listen, you can't come to New Jersey and not eat.
I've had a bagel with cream cheese and a Sicilian slice today.
Just today, yeah.
Just today. Yeah. I have consumed my weight in bread in the past 2 days. It doesn't help that this is poop lettuce summer, and eating a salad is almost impossible, so I'm living that poop lettuce life. this episode will be a time capsule of 2026 when all the lettuce was contaminated.
And Heather rode her pony in the
summer. Heather rode her pony one time.
Well, listen, I rode him a month ago, okay? Like, I'm basically on a streak compared to, like, the last 2 years where I rode him three times
this
in
is
2 years.
Two more times than I've ridden this summer.
I started riding him again in December, and I'm averaging, like, at least once or twice a month at this point. So, like, that is improvement.
It's an improvement. Especially when you have to drive. Like, it's a whole thing.
Oh, it takes a minute.
Yeah, it's a whole ordeal. Now, you are quick about grooming and tacking.
Oh, yeah.
You do jump right on. So that's pretty impressive. Once you're free to, and you're not being
climbed
upon by your loyal fans.
If I take a lot of time, then suddenly I need to look at someone's horse. Or I need to check someone's saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And Ferris has time to consider the consequences of, you know, fool and pretending like he needs to go eat.
Yeah, he's like, is this worth it? What could I do?
Ferris, one thing I will say is, like, he's Machiavelli. Like, I've told stories about this before. He's a plotter. And he will absolutely, like he did it today. I don't know if it was so much willingness to go forward as a bit, let's get this over with, we'll just walk trot.
That's probably, yeah.
You know
what I mean?
That's
probably true because he's, at this point he's got the experience. He knows that's what's coming.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
He's 18.
He's
he knows what to do.
She's going
to
trot me for five, you know, times around the ring, and then we're going to go in. It's fine.
And he was happy.
He was.
He even took a selfie with you.
Oh, this horse takes the best selfies. Partially because his head is small. He has...
And you have longer arms, because normally I just get his nose.
He has a very fine head, and these lovely, small, pricked ears. Whereas when I try to take a selfie with Ben, it's like trying to fit a refrigerator into the photo. Like, his head is so big. Now, Ben and Ferris are the same height, but Ben...
Big-boned.
There are times where I could put an oversized bridle on that horse, depending on the maker. I should have bought an oversized fly mask for him. Like, Ben's head is extraordinary. So, I need a selfie stick if I really want a selfie.
Yeah, Ferris is a cob-sized head. So, everything is cob. Well, technically, it's pony, but, you know, I like the fly mask a little bit bigger, just
yep.
So it's not, like, rubbing him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, there's been times where I've been on, and he has gone to rub his face on his back leg, and my spur got caught in the reins, and I was like, oh, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, honestly, it's a real risk riding in the summer with him.
He's an itchy, itchy boy.
He's so itchy, mm-hmm. And if he's still, because he doesn't shed out till June because of his cushions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, He's
like, I'm hot.
He's high maintenance. There's
bugs
what he
on
is.
Me. I'm complaining.
I mean, when I say my horses are like me, I truly mean it. Like, my animals take on my characteristics.
What?
He's very high maintenance.
Why did I think you'd be okay with the air conditioning being? I guess it's just the northerner. Like, I've just, especially the whole, like, this, the New York area, a lot of people are way too okay with the air conditioning not being on. And I don't know why I attributed that to you as well, because,
like,
clearly,
you've never met me.
No, I know. I'm surprised you don't keep the air on, like, 64 in the summer anyway.
Well, I'm not rich.
Yeah, that's the difference. So, yeah, yeah.
I have bills to pay. No, I mean, like, I'd be happy if I had the air to 74, but, you know, I usually keep it at, like, 70, 72. But
that's actually cooler than I keep my air.
Is it? Well, really?
Yeah. I keep my, now?
I want to be able to wear a hoodie in my house.
Oh, I do, yeah, I haven't worn my sweater in a minute because we keep our house at, like, 74 during the day and 73 at night, and then it does get cold. That way I, you know, get under
I like
the
to
covers.
Snuggle in, snuggle. You know, because, like, I mean, not that I'm married, but when I was, there was no way I was going to touch my husband when I was hot. Like, ew.
Oh, it would have to be a lot colder for me to touch anybody when I'm in bed. Like, sleep is for...
Bed is for sleep.
Bed is...
Well, sleep is for bed.
Bed can do other things, but when it's sleepy time, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while, so I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. Right now, my bed, I was laughing. I have my cats and I sleep in the bed. So, and sometimes, well, not now, but when they're introduced, the dog will probably sleep in the bed too. So, like, there's no room for a man.
I know. I have trouble with room with one cat,
right,
because he apparently needs the space of a whole nother human. Yeah. At the foot of my bed, I need, like, you know, I've never referenced Office so much in one weekend of my life, but you know, in The Office, when at the dinner party episode where Michael's like, and I
That's
sleep
so
here
awkward.
It's my favorite episode of, all, so of any show of all time, when he has the little, like, padded trunk at the end of the bed, and he's like, oh, there's plenty of room for me, I sleep here. I need one of those for the cat. Like, this, like,
you would never use it.
I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. Just because my feet don't reach it doesn't mean it's not the bed, and that way I could spread my toes out. They wouldn't have cat on them.
See,
tragic.
My girls are pretty malleable. Like, I move so much that they've just learned to move around me.
They're basically, so your cats are tiny, number one.
Tiny.
And I know that they were previously 1/16 the size they are now, but they're tiny little, like, familiars, quite frankly.
Yeah.
They're like, mother! They're all over me.
What shall we do now?
They really are. They're, like, poised for your next command. All over you like a jungle gym.
If I walk in the door, one is waiting for me with her paws in the air asking to be picked up. And you never know which one it's going to be.
They're so crazy.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. Yeah, it is.
They're almost, like, not like cats, honestly, sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, they're very friendly.
Really, whatever cat advice Heather dispenses on this podcast,
you should take it.
You should take
it. Yeah.
Because these critters are, they are, like, humanizing. They are.
I've had multiple vets, like, so proud of me. Like, even my vet, he is just like, good job. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, and that's a real thing. Like, when you get your vet to tell you that you're doing a good job, like, there's nothing better than that.
That's true, because it's so rarely, a lot of times you present a cat to them and they make their own assumptions and you're like, fucker, I told you. Like, we talked about feral cat colonies.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah.
When I lived in Brooklyn, I got a kitten from a feral colony in my neighborhood. And he remained feral his entire life. Feral to the point of almost untouchable.
Oh.
It was a horrible
experience. Was he an outside cat or did he come
in?
He
was an inside cat.
Okay.
We got him as a tiny kitten from the vet. Like, she went out, she would,
and it was TNR'd,
bring in
then
the kittens, yeah. No ard. And
Right.
I took him to a vet before we moved to Florida to get vaccinated and stuff like that, in case, you know, he got out on the trip or whatever. And I said, he was in a case that it had taken me a great struggle to get into. I said, don't just open it. Like, have on gloves. Be prepared to catch whatever comes out
in whatever state.
As it boils over like an angry, you know, kettle that's been left on the gas too long. They did not. They opened it. It took them 25 minutes to catch that cat in an exam room.
Probably with one of those big fencing.
Like, yeah, it was really bad. And I was like, did you think I was lying to you? This cat is not normal. I should have left him in Brooklyn. I should have just taken him back to the rooftop where it came from and said, return to thy people.
Sometimes they just don't want to be pets.
No, he didn't.
And that's fair. I mean, like, these girls... I met their mother. She's very sweet. She's a born cat. She got pregnant way too young. As can happen to some of the best of people. And I got them at, like, 4 weeks. And they had, like, just been weaned. Or weaning, I should say. And I brought him into my vet because I knew they couldn't get any shots, but I was like, let's do a wellness check. And he was like, Heather, I don't think they're even 4 weeks. Mm. And, I mean, you know, people were taking videos of them. Like, they were so cute. Everyone was, like, taking them in the back, snuggling on them and everything. And so now they've been to the vet maybe 4 times with vaccinations. And I bring in my little stroller because I'm a bougie bitch. And I open it, and they sit there. And one just looks out at everybody, like, Sissy, the little one. And then Trixie is like, And she hops out, and she starts investigating the room. And the vets just love them. Like, they're so easy. I'll pick her up, I'll give her kisses, she gets her injection, then she goes and wanders and asks for pets. Like, it's the weirdest thing. They're, like, not real.
That's so cool.
They're very
good. What a joy. I think I'm going to get another cat next week. And
No. Like, it wasn't inspired by me. Like, you were really going for it.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, getting a second cat, and, they're pretty great. They're pretty cute.
They are. They're really pretty cute. They are. I will say there was, like, you know, a 3-month period where I was up and I didn't sleep much because, you know, they're crepuscular. So they're active at dawn and dusk. Yeah. And just naturally. Mm-hmm. And I will say I did pen train them, and that did help with the chaos and them getting into awkward places. And now if the housekeeper comes, they can stick them in their little pen, and they have a safe place to go and just be comfortable and observe. Mm-hmm. So when I do take them in the stroller or in the car, they're not worried about being stuck inside something and trapped.
Yeah.
And that really did help me sleep to, like, at least 5:30 in the morning.
That's really interesting. I mean, not to make this the kitty cat radio hour, although that sounds great, but... if I were to get a moderately, like, a 3-month-old, 4-month-old cat, maybe he would benefit from a pen where he could, like, get to know Glasgow without getting his ass beat.
Yeah. But, and we can talk about that because I can give you recommendations for, like, the sizing and what to put in there and everything like that.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, because you do want to be careful about how to introduce.
Yeah, I hate to just throw him into
this. No.
Glasgow's going to be like,
he's a boss.
Yeah, he's just, my cat is super dependent on Corey and I, and we have a lot of travel. Like, we have to travel, and we have to do things like equine affair.
Have to come visit me.
It takes an entire week, you know, to do equine affair and these other events, and that leaves him, you know, with no one alone to hang out with. That's not cool. I'm very adamant about 2 of everything.
Yeah.
And we let this go for a while because he doesn't really love having other cats around, but he has developed relationships with other cats, so I know we can...
And I think it'll be good, especially, he's not that old.
No, I don't think so.
He's only a couple of years old, probably. So,
yeah.
No, it'll be good, and I will say, I've never had 2 cats before, and I would never not have 2 cats.
Yeah.
They really do, they teach. It's just like with having anything, like, they teach bite inhibition, they wrestle with each other, like, if I'm not in the mood, then they just wrestle each other.
Right.
And so, it is nice, and then they're never alone.
I might be able to reschool him to stay inside more.
There's somebody for he might still have to go on his poop walks.
Yeah, he's gonna, yeah. I'm formulating some plans, like, maybe I can work out, like, a front yard poop walk, because he'll be just interested in being at home to make sure that, like, new brother isn't messing up all of his toys.
Yeah.
So... we'll see. I think maybe there's potential there. I'm always learning as I go with cats. I'm new to cats.
But you know what? I think we're all learning as we go with all of our animals, because each animal is a little different. They learn a little different. Mm-hmm. And even with Ferris, I mean, I've had him now. And he has gone from being a mature adult to a senior, and things have changed, and his needs have changed, and his grumpiness has changed, and, you know, his tolerance for sensitivity has changed. And so I'm learning from him, and Delight, I mean, can we just brag, how good does Delight look? Can you believe he's retired?
Oh my goodness, Delight is a hunk.
That's what I said.
Big and shiny, so and happy. Just the right weight.
Yeah. He has an amazing top line. And it's so funny because he was always a hard keeper.
That's wild.
So, I mean, you know, we brought him in early, which Delight, I don't know if you noticed, as we were walking around, you know, past the paddock, we had two shadows.
Yes.
Following us. So these horses used to run away from people. And now they're like, please take me inside because it's summer and there's bugs.
Mm, yeah.
You know, they have taken on some of my... No, it's all theirs, but...
And it's so funny. So these two horses, their stalls are directly across from each other, and they can lift their heads and look out over the stall door. Ferris is like, I have hay. He would not look out from his hay for anything.
He's not very social.
I don't know if Delight had hay, because Delight wanted to be in the aisle. Delight is tall and huge, and was lifting his head up so that he lifted the door off. It's like a sliding door, and he somehow lifted it off the ground with his enormous head.
Just from scratching his mane.
I was like, oh my god, I've never seen a horse do that before.
And you know what? I'm not alarmed that it's happening, because it happens constantly.
Nobody said anything. And he was just like, he wanted to be in the aisle amongst the people, climbing on the people, licking the people, being the people.
And how many mad faces did he give? And then the second I brought him out, he was a totally different horse.
When you went down to the tack room, I took my phone and I was holding it up to his nose so he would pin his ears at the camera. He was coming out like a snake. I'm so mad. I was like, oh, who's a big racehorse? Just shed row behavior, you know?
Yes.
Grinding the teeth.
Yes.
So funny.
And he'll do that. He will so grind his teeth. He doesn't do it so much anymore, but it's his way of telling you he wants to bite you, but he's not going to.
He's like, I am too polite to bite you.
But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't love all humans, and it does take him a while to warm up, but he loves attention. And if that's not me coded, I don't know what it is. Like, I will say, I think, I always joke that they're both part of my personality.
Yeah.
Right? Can you see it now?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. You know, I can see how they could reflect Ben and Manny in certain ways too, where Ben's my Delight and Manny's my Ferris, because Manny's like, please don't touch me. Why? He'll walk up to you, put his little nose on, you know, your hip, which is about a size he can get it. But if you touch him, he backs away.
Yes.
Like, I didn't ask for this. Yes. I just want to rest my nose on you.
He senses one way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And if you try to kiss Ferris, he will literally go like this.
Yes.
I have videos. You tried to get a photo with him when I was on, and it was not working.
No, but I took a really good one later.
Good.
Yeah. It's really good.
He's like, why do you get me?
It's already on my Instagram stories.
Is it really?
I'll put it on the grid so you can see.
I don't think I got a tag.
It's really good.
For that.
No, you didn't. No, you did.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's, it's funny because, you know, Ben, I'm always kissing Ben. I'm like, hang on, Corey's in the truck. Truck's ready. Truck's turned on. Ben's like, mommy. I'm like, kiss, 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 kiss. He's like, mommy.
That's Delight and
so
I.
Attached.
That's Delight and I. And it's so funny, like, how you have different animals and that you have different relationships
with. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, Delight and I, we do a lot of stuff on the ground. But we also have that, like, stubbornness with each other. Like, you saw firsthand me trying to do his feet.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not going to fight
the
him.
The funny thing about that, too, is, so he doesn't want to pick up his hind foot for you. And there's no aggression in the way he treats you.
No.
He ignores you. He looks away from you. He pretends nothing is happening. You are a gnat.
And if I get his leg up, he, like, will stomp it down, but he makes sure to not get me. Mm. Like, it's...
He's never... like, he made a mistake. He's like, I didn't say you could have it. That was an accident. I take it back.
I think it's like how I'm gonna probably feel going back into the dating pool. It's just like I like maybe I have to do it because like maybe you know, but I don't really want to.
You just leave abruptly. They're like, "What is she doing?" She's like, she gets like that. She remembers that what she's doing.
I just got
terrible
triggered.
And she leaves.
Just just got triggered. Well, no, and it's funny, and then you got to see my favorite delight, which is shower delight.
Oh my god.
Because that's his goofy side.
Yeah.
And he doesn't show it to just everybody.
He really wanted his face sprayed with water, and then once you started, he was like, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up.
And then he starts spitting water back at you. He'll hold water, and then he spits it at you because he's playing.
Such a therabron.
He's so cute. Oh, I know. God. I love him so. I'm so glad you got to meet them. It's only been how many years of friendship?
I have no idea. Zero.
I met your horses years ago.
I have no idea. Yeah, you were like at my house, and here I am in yours. It's really funny, and like, I really had them mixed up all these years.
It's like I don't even talk about them or describe them at all.
I know, but the word Ferris stuck in my head, especially when I saw how it was spelled. It's spelled like iron.
Yes.
And it stuck in my head as the representation of something large and like a building.
Well, to be fair, his show name is Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I could see where you would get superhero.
To be honest. Now I'm going down rabbit hole upon rabbit hole. Iron is an absurd name for him.
Oh, I know.
It would be great for Delight.
And Delight's name, Jockey Club name, is Earthly Delights.
Would be perfect for this pony. The pony is a red roan.
Yeah.
Rusty. Iron. Ferris. These things all make sense to me. I thought it was called Ferris because it represented his rusty coat. Not Iron Man. Iron Man doesn't make any sense. Whoever did that should be ashamed of themselves.
I was like, should I name drop? No. I won't. No,
it's not important.
I don't care.
I'm ranting too hard. Earthly Delights. Now that I've met him and seen like his shower behavior specifically, Earthly Delights does make more sense. Like he does have a bubbly personality.
He's so extroverted, but yes. Only with the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's standing there making a growly face, which of course his growly face is his Shedro face. It's yes. Like, come over here, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
But you don't look at him and go, oh, Earthly Delights. Look at him and you're like, hey, Oscar, what's up, Grouchy Boy?
We used to call him Delight as, like, we always used to say it was ironic.
Yeah.
You know. But it's not. He is actually quite delightful. So, right. Like, we refer to him as Delight. He's a barn favorite now, if you could believe it.
I do believe it, because yeah. He's fun. I mean, any horse you can go up to and, like, poke in the nose and they pin in their ears, yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah, well, and my daughter can walk him around and do whatever, and he's generally pretty good. But, you know, there was a time where, like, he could not be handled by pretty much anyone. Mm. Like, there was, like, two people who could handle him safely, because he is so big.
Oh my God,
and
he's so big.
Really doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he did figure it out, he used that to intimidate people.
Yeah. Which is funny, because he really is a puppy dog.
Yeah, but people did traumatize him. Yeah. Not me, clearly. But, because he likes me. But, you know, he had kind of some bad experiences. Mm-hmm. And he actually really did like the racehorse life. He didn't like exercising that much. But yeah. He did like the attention. He loves the grooms. He loves guys. Like, yeah. He is a guy's guy. He loves the grooms. He will stand on the cross ties literally all day. Like,
yeah, if you're a people watching horse, the yes. Racetrack is such a great place.
Oh, he loves it.
Busy, busy.
You could take him anywhere, but mm-hmm. He didn't like when he would say something hurt, people ignoring him.
Right.
And that's kind of where he lost a little trust from people.
Right.
You know, because yeah. He is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at a big, strong horse like that, you don't see. But, like, I mean, I don't know, you could probably see all the fly bites all over him.
Mm-hmm.
And, he doesn't want to wear an insect sheet. He is so, like, you know, I've been looking for the right fit. And, you know, not to bring it back, but, like, you know, I'm going to try him. And be, if it lasts 14 days, I'm going to try the Echo Gold.
I could really see a good fly spray being perfect for him, because he has an odd top line.
He does.
And a sheet would be hard to fit on him. Like, he has, I can't even imagine the circumference of his, where the neck hole would be. Because of how long his wither is.
It takes up half his back.
And his shoulder, the depth of his chest and shoulder.
Yes.
He's got like a secretariat heart in there or something. Like,
yeah.
That's a big front end on that horse.
Yes.
And
I'm proud to have put a lot of that on him.
Yeah.
But I will say, but
some of that's just body.
He has some old wither damage. And yeah. As a result, he braces in the shoulders. And mm-hmm. Then sometimes he like will brace with that elbow in. And so he'll hit, you know, but he's also delicate. So if I put an insect sheet on him, he gets too hot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, or if it rains, then he gets rain rot. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't even put a face mask on him anymore. Right. Because he will rub it off or get Ferris to take it off. So Yeah. It goes out almost naked, and you know, I just hope that they put fly spray on him.
Naked, pulls his shoes, just...
Well, he pulled his shoe because he's probably stomping with the flies.
Yeah, he was, because we saw him stomping when we walked up. He was stomping pretty hard.
Yeah, no, he gets really angry, and I don't blame him, so why, you know?
Yeah, a good fly spray is as much as we can ask
key.
For.
It's key, and you know, in order to fit that whole, I don't want any toxicity, I don't want something that's going to burn, because he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, so like, some of those chemical fly sprays are really not great for him. And he has so many allergies, which, you know, I don't know if you ever knew this, he was Kentucky bred. He's allergic to Bermuda grass.
No Florida for you.
He's raced in Florida.
Well, if you haven't, didn't turn him out.
That's very true. So he's a delicate boy. So anyway, I'm really excited because so far, like with my ride on Ferris Day, which you do have video evidence
I
of.
I do. With commentary.
Oh, great. I'm glad I don't know what that is yet. So I think hopefully it was sucking in my core. I don't know. My equitation is not it.
You're in pretty good shape.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're too far away for the hear the panting.
Well, I was breathing a little heavy because it was quite hot, and I'm out of shape, and he is not super easy to ride. I mean, he's fun to ride, don't get me wrong, but he's hard to keep
straight. You're putting your leg on, and he's ignoring you, so you have to add a little more leg.
I have to wiggle. I'm not allowed to kick.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do the little wiggle like you have a spur, but not a spur.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
that's how you lift your heel a little bit. I made fun of you lifting your heel.
But yeah, no, I have
to. You were working a non-existent spur there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because if I'd taken time to put on the spur, we would have been shooting across the arena. And I wasn't really quite ready for that. I was trying to keep him with me.
Yeah, this was more about proving to me that you ride your horse more than
proving
me.
I can ride, that actually. You can ride. I think it was more proving to myself that I can ride. You know, the fear of being seen.
Well, and we were at an equestrian center yesterday. We were surrounded by horse people who, you know, presumably are all riding their horses, whatever that is.
Whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah, we had this book event. Should we share a little bit about the book event? Because it was a good time. I think equestrian centers should do more things like this. It was marketed as a book and...
Vendor
book equestrian
fair.
Market.
Yeah, I think equestrian market.
And there were authors there. There was ourselves. There was Lori Bergley, who writes the dances, and Patrick Smithwick, who writes like jockey memoir. He used to be a national hunt jockey.
Steeplechase jockey.
I'm not in the UK.
sorry.
He writes like the Maryland Hunt Cup and things like that.
Yes.
And he writes memoir about that. And then
our friend Susan.
Who else is there? Yep, Susan Friedland of Shinkatig. Historian fame. And she has a new children's book that's adorable. It's ridiculous.
No, her cute little t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, she had a t-shirt that matched. It was so cute. I think that was all of us.
And then
that's
it was
five.
Us. And then they had demonstrations.
Oh, yeah, there were demos
they had
all day.
Yeah, they had professionals doing demos, pony rides.
There was a Liberty demo that was so good. Something about saddle fit.
Yeah, that was always interesting to see. As a saddle fit evaluator myself, because, you know, we're never done
you
learning.
You didn't even catcall her. I thought you were very well behaved.
I was going to be very nice. Sometimes I put on my professional hat. I did get a new hat.
You were not wearing your professional hat yesterday.
No.
You were wearing your attitude hat.
My hat said, so apparently I have an attitude.
You wore this to meet new people that you'd never met before. But we had people come that
knew us.
Read our work.
Wait, can we just talk about the girl who came up from Kentucky to meet you?
Okay.
So that was really
literally
amazing.
When the market like opened, a woman and her teenage daughter came up and she was like, we love, you know, we listen to your books on the way to events and we love reading your work. And the mother says she asked to come up here to meet you. This is our vacation from Kentucky.
Yeah.
They came to Northern Maryland.
Yeah, like Northeastern Maryland.
Northeastern Maryland. From Kentucky.
To meet you.
I said, oh no, I go to the 3-day event every year.
I was
because
thinking
I never,
it.
I never want anybody to put themselves out for me. I was like, oh my gosh, don't do that.
But
they'd
lovely
already done it.
Gift.
What an absolutely incredible. What a way to start the day. What a way to continue surviving my entire life. To know that somebody somebody did that for my books and to meet me. So I sent her away with some extra goodies.
As you should.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we got a couple photos and videos of you doing
that. Yeah, I think so. She's absolutely lovely. Shout out to Elsa. And they're going to go to D.C. and experience some of the cool stuff in D.C.
That's really nice.
So, yeah, it was awesome.
I thought it was great. And it's a relatively easy drive from New Jersey, you know?
It wasn't.
You just go through Delaware.
It was an extraordinarily long drive, don't you? And there was
traffic.
There was an artist.
It was summer.
There was an artist doing tiny art. I love tiny art.
I liked the lemonades.
There were lemonades. This was, like, I think it was a mother-son team. Yes. And the son was, like, 13. And he was on it to the point where if his mom was like, oh, I'll make this lemonade, he was like, Mom, you're doing it wrong. Like, he wanted to run this lemonade stand.
Well, actually,
it was so funny.
He was so professional. I had asked for, she started making mine, and then Harper, my intern, was deciding, and he literally had a cup out. He already had the lemonade pressed. He was just waiting for her to tell him what flavor she wanted.
I love this kid.
He was actually, he's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be, he is ambitious.
This, it was called Sheba's Lemonade.
Sheebies.
Name for a cat.
Yes.
And I fully believe in 15 years, there will be drive-through Sheebies Lemonades all around the country. They will replace all of the, like, Seven Brews and stuff that are popping up right now.
And did
this
you know
young
that,
man will be CEO.
Yeah, the proceeds go towards the local rescue that they got Sheebie from.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much.
Yes.
This is, like, the cat episode.
I know.
Love
sorry.
No,
but also, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Cat night in America.
And what I really like was that it was an equestrian market. But it wasn't all equestrian vendors. We got to meet the Maryland Library.
That's right.
Horse Run Library.
Maryland.
This is the Maryland Horse Library.
It's the...
I have a picture.
It's the Maryland Breeders Association?
Well, yes, they were part
horse,
of it.
Maryland Horses.
They were Maryland
it's
Breeders Association.
This
and
is
then
says, yeah.
The Maryland Horse Library. Oh, look, I was right.
I would never have guessed it was called Maryland Horse Library. In a million...
I'm just saying, we have it. There's
Maryland
photo
horse
evidence.
Library. They're great. I apologize.
We donated
books to the Maryland Horse Library. And they actually invited us to come and, like, record a podcast and, like, do a live show.
Love that.
So
totally, we should
know,
do that.
We're taking on Maryland next. I said to her, I would have loved to have known about these things, like, when I was a horse-crazy teenager living
right.
in Maryland. So I don't know how I missed it, or maybe it didn't exist in 1996.
Listen, I can't be everywhere.
I gotta be everywhere.
You can't be everything to those, all the people.
Those miles. I'm flying around the world, changing lives, opening hearts. Making people angry. That's what I do.
It is. You're quite good at it. Give you props for that. That was a lot of fun. And
there was a farmer's market.
Something new too. And different. Yes.
So people there with carrots.
With cut flowers and fresh vegetables, mm-hmm. which obviously I didn't touch. they were like...
We actually could have eaten those.
They were like, oh, there's a Greek food truck. I was like, I don't...
Oh, I had a spinach pie.
I don't do mixes.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I'm a problem child. So, as you know, we know. But more most of us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. So it's a good way. And I love that you were like, wait, you're going to Iceland? Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm supposed to be packing now.
I know, so funny. Just going to Iceland like immediately after. I'm going to like stay home in the month of August and do work.
Yeah,
and you're going to go to Iceland.
I didn't leave. I don't think I was home at all in July. Honestly.
Yeah.
And so people are like, you should ride your horse. I'm like, that's great. I should live in my bed. I have the amount of laundry I have that is clean but has not been put away because I'm just going to put it in a suitcase.
When I used to be in charge of laundry, which was a long time ago, like a long time ago, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I left it in the dryer. I never put laundry away. Where's your socks? I don't know. Did you look in the dryer?
I know you had said something like you were going to, like, wash a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
I have, right now, all of the bath towels in the house have been sitting in the washing machine fully cleaned, but now damp for 2 days, so I've got to rewash them in order to give you access.
Oh, yes. As a Floridian, I know all about leaving clothes in the washing machine. You can't do that.
No,
but
you can't.
You can store them in the dryer, however.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be rewashing them, like, as soon as we're done here, so you can have access. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, set it and forget it. Sometimes I forget it halfway through the cycle.
That's why we can't have a dishwasher.
Oh.
Like, we would just never know...
You know how I know that it's time to empty the dishwasher? When my sink is full.
Yeah. my mom has this idea that what the ideal world, you would have two dishwashers, you'd have a dirty one and a clean one. And so you would work out of one and just place it into the other
one.
So
genius.
It's not the worst idea. As long as you leave it open so it, like, dries out completely.
Well, so no, I have a trick for that. Mm. You just take one of those, like, kitchen towels, and when it's in the heat cycle, drying cycle, you open it, you put the kitchen towel over the top lip of it, and close it again, and it absorbs all the steam. And it keeps everything dry.
Wow.
I know. You're welcome.
It's really interesting.
This is because I'm lazy. Okay? And I don't want to have to pull something out that's now wet.
Yeah.
Because it didn't dry all the way.
Wow.
And I can't leave the dishwasher open because of the dogs.
You're a problem solver. Oh, yeah. It definitely happened upon my mom's dogs licking the dishes.
The clean dishes.
Yes. Yes. They're 100%. Like, yay, wet dishes. Yeah. And so I say, how did I ever live in this chaos? Yeah.
And my dog eats poop. So, like, we don't want that in my house. Yeah. So, you know, we solve problems here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should move on to our adulting wins. And I think, I mean, we're going to assume that your win is visiting me.
My win is the bagel you got me this morning.
It's fucking
And you went and got it for me. And for me, my love language is getting stuff from people.
Acts of service.
Acts of service. Yeah. And so when you said, do you want a bagel? I was like, hell yeah, I want a bagel. And I didn't get up. And then you walked past me and said, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And
I said, I'm going to go put on a bra.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to put on a bra. So, well, actually,
I didn't, but I did it for you.
I was sitting at the table in my pajamas thinking, what if we both go to the bagel place in our pajamas and no bra? Is that cool?
Totally.
And then
fine.
You waltzed right past me, said, I'll be back in 5 minutes, and you went and got me a bagel and a coffee.
I did.
Incredible. That, to me, that is like you bought me a pearl necklace, diamond earrings, and red roses.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I don't say I love you often, but when I do, it's by thinking of people and doing nice things for
them.
Yes. Because I don't always do nice things for people. I am too busy.
I just straight up say, look, I love you, because yes. The chances of my doing something for you are so slim.
I picked you up at the airport in Philadelphia.
She did.
On a Friday night in summer. Okay.
She's insane. But this girl, not only will Heather drive you everywhere, God forbid, Heather will drive into Manhattan. Heather is out of her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she is addicted to her car, and
I get things done.
Will tell you the history of every exit and every business on every road. I know more about the roads of this minute region of New Jersey than where I come from.
Listen. And I don't know if this
is
a
shock. I like maps, so I just absorb all this info. I'm just like, cool.
In a shocking tale to no one, I used to lead tours. If you're staying in my home, you're getting a tour.
The whole, every moment is a tour with Heather.
I'm like, you're here for a short period of time. Let me show you my world.
I got
that. Is my love language. Yeah. Is letting you into my life.
I believe. No, I really absorbed that. You know, when we were driving around, I went to Heather's office.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Heather's bodywork office for doggos, and I'm so proud of her.
We got ice cream.
She has her very own office, and then we had the most ridiculous ice cream. So good. And, yeah, Heather's like, this is my town. This is where I live. These are the places. These are the things. And that is beautiful.
Yeah.
Truly beautiful.
Because, you know, I'm busy. Like, so fucking busy.
So busy.
And I really don't have time to date. I don't have time to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I made plans to go out to dinner with someone in the end of August, because that's the only way I can actually plan things. And so I don't let a lot of people in.
Yeah.
You know, I have a small circle. So this is me letting you in to my life.
Yes. Thank you.
Now I'll lock you in.
Yeah. And now I'm in
never
the garage.
Never allowed to leave.
And now I'm in the garage. Yeah.
I'm not making you stay here. You're staying in the house, but don't tell my kids. Thank God they don't listen to me, because
I have to readjust. I changed the air conditioner settings. I have to change them all back because I know she'll notice.
Yeah. Just don't put on the dehumidifier or we will fucking flood. Okay. So adulting win.
Adulting win. The bagel.
Oh, that's right.
The bagel represents everything that the bagel's like my holy grail. It's like a chalice that represents all of the win that is this relationship. Like, I'll never forget it.
Oh my God.
So what's yours?
Well, my... That's an awesome adulting win. I get bagels all the time, so I can't really
that. Could be your win, quite frankly. So
I eat a lot of carbs.
You got access to good bagels.
I eat a lot of carbs.
Oh, boy. You may go through.
No, I actually... mine is business-related, because, you know, I've been in a little bit of a functional freeze, and I was a little sad about... you know, not having, like, my project's going to be fully ready for Equine Affair. So I came up with a side project.
Yeah, side quest.
And not only, and you know I'm proud because I showed you the behind-the-scenes stuff, but, like, I have stuff loaded for Patreon up through October. And I've got some really exciting things coming for my members. And I'm excited to get, like, everything kind of, like, chugging along again and just kind of, like, I'm in a writing zone and I'm loving it.
You are not just ready to ramp up your Patreon. You have done it. It is in the can.
Oh, it's ready. It's primed.
Is 4 days? Like, how... I mean, just an incredible force of nature whenever something excites you. You're just like...
That is true. I need to be excited.
You were like, oh, thank God, a project I'm excited about.
Right.
Let me run with it, which I really respect.
I have a hyper-focus like no one else's.
No, like no one else's.
Like no one else's.
I try to emulate it, but I'm just a little more... Well, I don't know. I just get more distracted more quickly.
Oh, I mean, I do too. But at the end of the day... I was like, there is no way we're going to go to Equine Affair, and I'm not going to have something new, because people have been asking me every year.
Yeah.
And the divorce was one excuse.
Right.
But I'm also not going to finish something that's, like, half-assed, because people have been waiting so long. I want to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come up with a side quest, something, a little teaser, so everybody can wait another, like, 2-3 months after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, but... It's going to be fun, and it's actually giving me so many ideas that I can use for, like, little side quests later on.
Yeah.
Like...
It's seeded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like an invasive plant. It is just seeding all over the place. The birds are thrilled.
And you've been watching it unfold despite your best efforts.
I have. I'm like, wow, this is... I'm watching, the speeded-up version.
You're watching the magic that is my brain.
Flowers are unfurling.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of flowers, my garden's pretty nice, isn't it?
Your garden's pretty, pretty...
I'm pretty excited about it.
Pretty. This girl has a chandelier in her garden.
It's...
In case anybody doubted that the cottage core sheer...
Once I get my roses in, I will do a little video garden walkthrough. It's just, it's not where I want it to be.
Oh, I can tell it's a work in progress, but a garden's a hard thing. Especially in summer. You gotta be all prepped for it, because really by the end of July, which is,
here,
gone.
It's gone. It's done.
Then your garden has peaked and is ready to go completely insane until maybe like September, then you can put some fall.
Well, the nice thing is whoever planned like the landscaping here already planned for multiple. So I have spring, summer, fall.
Yeah, your zones are pretty cool. Yeah. I've never really seen a yard that's like zoned the way this one already was.
I'm telling you.
Segmented.
It's like a clock.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah, so I'm excited, but we could talk about this all day, so we should probably let everybody go.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging with us, Lewis.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being a little weird with us, Horse Girl. If you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your player of choice. Follow us on Instagram at Adulting with Horses Podcast, or even better, join our Adulting with Horses Clubhouse on Facebook, where you can become part of the show. Also, it's a great place to meet other horse crazy women.